The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can visit my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can also follow me on social media on Facebook at VitalityLV. We're here this morning talking with Dr. Robert Seek about hyperglycemia and diabetes and really the prevalence of these two conditions in America now. And, you know, hyperglycemia is a little bit confusing. People think that when you come back with that little bit of elevation in blood sugar, okay, well, I'll change my diet and I'll make a few changes. And I come back and that hemoglobin A1C has now gone from 5.7 to 5.9 or in the sixes. And it's really scary when you look at the effects it can cause on your health. And Robert, you're really an expert in this and really knowledgeable even in a lot of the supplementations. And we're going to talk a little bit about artificial sweeteners and some of the myths out there. And we got a great show this morning. And welcome on.
Well, thank you for having me on again. Yeah, this is a subject that I talk about quite a bit, blood sugar and how it relates to the foods that we eat and various nutrients and even many prescription drugs that patients take. They're often unaware of how this can actually contribute to their poor blood sugar control. You have a patient on a certain type of diuretic. They lose magnesium due to that. It's a drug-induced nutrient depletion. They control their blood sugar less well. I know that you do a lot with hormone therapy. Well, when men and women both lose their testosterone, that's also another factor that leads to poor blood sugar control. But let me comment on the fact that you think, people mention to you, well, I felt safe with that number that I got on my blood test. Well, the most common test that people bring in and they show me is they say, well, my doctor ordered a comprehensive metabolic panel. So, you know, the fasting blood glucose is on there, right?
Never see hyperglycemia usually in that initial screen. And people will come and tell me, I've had that initial screen done. I had my blood sugar tested. I had that comprehensive metabolic panel that you're talking about. And I can't tell you how much you miss in that even.
Well, you're probably not seeing a lot of patients diagnosed with diabetes if they have a fasting blood glucose of 100 or less. But what they're not looking into is insulin resistance, which can happen and take place for 10 years before somebody becomes a diagnosable diabetic. So, you know, I love the numbers, okay? And the data that I often quote is from Kaiser Permanente. Okay, pretty significantly large healthcare system, right?
Absolutely. There's many people right here in Las Vegas that carry that insurance or have been in the Kaiser system.
Well, Kaiser followed 46,000 patients, just their fasting blood glucose, for 3 years, from 97 to the year 2000. And what they did was they categorized them, and they found out basically this. For every point your fasting blood glucose was above 84, most people think they're at 100 or 99, they're okay. But for every point they were above 84, they had a 6% chance of developing diabetes in the next 10 years, and the risk was cumulative. So if you already have a fasting blood glucose of 94, you have a 60% chance of developing diabetes in the next 10 years. So this whole phenomenon with insulin resistance, the pre-diabetic state, can last for a long time. And without really knowing the danger of that fasting blood glucose that might be around 100 or 95, many patients think that they're okay. Well, I'm just going to continue to eat. And you know what the average American has, 150 pounds of sugar per year and 250 pounds of flour. It's a lot.
It is a lot. And I don't think people realize, because if you come back with a blood sugar of 94 on your comprehensive metabolic panel or a CMP, maybe what you heard on your physical, and everybody has them done, that's included in that initial wellness plan that you're going to your doctor and you're going to your healthcare provider and you're having that initial blood work done. And if you come back at 94, you're told that you're normal. Nothing's addressed. You're normal. Everything looks good. But it's scary because the prevalence of diabetes or pre-diabetes is increasing in this country big time. And it's scary because there's a lot of health effects that can be seen out there, including cardiac problems, high blood pressure, your cholesterol is going up. Then you get put on a statin drug, you get put on a blood pressure pill. And a lot of these drugs that you had mentioned initially, the nutrient deficiencies, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today too, and how medications and some of these meds for high blood sugars can affect that. And diabetes, over, what do they say, 29.1 million have been diagnosed, but what about the undiagnosed? Mm-hmm. It's a huge number. It's almost 8.1 million that have been undiagnosed with diabetes. But what about pre-diabetic?
And the pre-diabetics, it's very dangerous. It's hard to quantify those estimates, but we're seeing pre-diabetes now in teenagers. We're seeing morbidly obese teenagers and kids at 17, 18 years old starting on cholesterol-lowering drugs or drugs to help control diabetes. And it's really alarming because if you look at a world map, the United States consumes far more calories of sugar per person per day than any other country. And this is
about
really what's
22 teaspoons a day, the average.
And, you know, the difference between, say, that 84 fasting blood glucose and a 100, if you look at the average blood volume of the human body, so this is maybe the difference between the non-diabetic and the diabetic state. It only takes one teaspoon of sugar to put somebody into a diabetic state. So we really have to think about controlling the sugars and hidden sugars, not just the white stuff or the brown stuff. And sugar is sugar. So I hear people say, well, I eat a lot of fruits and it's natural sugar, so that's okay. No, sugar is sugar.
Sugar is sugar. And now they are, the way they're making our fruit and the GMO fruit, I was, you know, researching a little bit about some of the myths of sugar and where sugar is and the number of fruits. People think it's okay to eat a banana for breakfast, put an apple in your, you know, Nutribullet, then I put a pear in my Nutribullet, then I put a handful of grapes in my Nutribullet, and the amount of sugar that you just consumed in your morning smoothie is scary. It's more than what you should have on average. So they say you should keep between 5 to 6 teaspoons for a female and 7 to 8 teaspoons for a male maximum sugar. Now, that includes the fruit, the sugars you're getting from your vegetables, and all the other foods that you're eating. This does not include the morning blueberry muffin or that donut from the donut shop or that coffee that you drank in the morning for a frappuccino.
Without a nice artificial sweetener, like you mentioned. And actually, you know, real quick point, the worst time to have the sugar and those types of carbs, the carbs from baked goods, because flour is just basically, you know, any of these starches are just longer chains of sugars. They're broken down and converted to sugar very easily. The morning is the worst time. You wake up, your cortisol's high. It's supposed to be. You need that to get you out of bed and follow the rhythm of the day. But then you dump a big load of sugar. You know, you have those waffles with syrup, and it's the worst time of day. And it just sets you in a mode where you're not only going to have bad blood sugar control, but every time you spike your blood sugar, you spike the body's hormone, insulin. Insulin's job is to take the excess energy from sugars and put it away. Right? That's insulin's job. So you wake up essentially in a fasting state. Your insulin level should be low, okay? So your blood sugar level should be that nice fasting blood glucose of 65 to 84. But, you know, if you spike your blood sugar, you go ahead and spike your insulin, you go into the fat storage mode because we can store a finite amount of those sugar calories in the muscle. We can store a little bit in the liver, but our body's deposits of fat can be endless, and we store all that excess sugar as fat.
And this is really the point of doing this show, is to bring awareness to how much sugar is out there and really the incidence of people having high blood sugar, and they may have been told that it's normal or, you know, just watch it, we'll check it again in 3 months. But it's scary that we're kind of just putting this off. When you go in and you have that natural, you know, blood sugar done and it came back at 94, that's not normal, and you really need to take action and really pay attention. And I encourage you just to take a look at everything you eat for the day today and see how much sugar that you eat. So Before we go to break, Robert, let's talk a little bit about that breakfast smoothie in the morning. People think that they're doing the right thing. They've made this change. Instead of doing, you know, waffles, like you mentioned, for breakfast, they're putting in a Nutribullet, and they're putting all this fruit in the Nutribullet, and maybe put a little bit of kale or maybe put a little bit of spinach in there. But the sugar load that is in all the fruit in that four or five servings of fruit that you did per day, that just in one smoothie is sending your blood sugar, like you mentioned, through the roof, basically. So what's your favorite breakfast option? You got some good shakes because you've sent them to me.
I'm a fan of the protein shake breakfast. So I have a couple different types of protein powder I use. Most people I recommend, if they can tolerate the whey-based proteins, they don't get the gas or the bloating or the post-nasal drip where they have to clear their throat, go for the whey because it's cheap. You just got to look at the grams of sugar and carbohydrates on the back. I like the 4-to-1 ratio of protein to carbohydrates. But if you can't tolerate whey, then you can use a vegan-based protein. So I use SlimFit Whey. It's a Numedica product. I use the Total Vegan, also a Numedica product. And for my body size, I do 2 scoops. It's about 24 grams of protein. I try to keep the calories down. So I mix it with mostly water, but maybe a little bit of unsweetened almond milk. I put in the powdered greens. So there's a chocolate-flavored power greens. I get to drink the chocolate shake. And the most fruit I ever put in there is maybe a quarter of a frozen banana. And that's it. That's the only carbohydrates that I'll really add to the shake to bring it to, say, a 1-to-1 ratio in grams of protein to carbohydrates, but never more.
Absolutely. And that's important for people to be aware of, is that their breakfast choice in the morning. And you may think, again, with marketing, that you're doing the healthy choice. When we return, we're going to continue to talk about hyperglycemia, prediabetes, and even some of the side effects that it can have on your health, and some supplements that you can take to help out with controlling blood sugar. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200, and my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
David Letterman's most legendary moments in a primetime special.
I love it!
David Letterman, a life on television. Monday, only CBS.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Harmony Homes is your local builder, creating neighborhoods of incredible value. We talk to our buyers and include the features they want, like standard solar panels, paver driveways, and granite countertops. We create livable, efficient, and appealing homes at the best prices around and in more desirable locations around the valley.
Like Pearlite in the southeast, every spacious home is a single story on a cul-de-sac, where you'll enjoy entertaining from your gourmet kitchen. And when it's time to work or play, you're close to Whitney Ranch, schools, shopping, and Stephanie Lynn Craig Park from the 310s.
Buyers, ask about closing cost assistance on your mortgage. Savvy buyers know. Buy smart, buy Harmony at harmonyhomes.com.
Open the door.
live and local in the morning.
My wife almost got into a car wreck this morning. I said, sweetheart, I've got some news for you. And she said, what? I said, it looks like Chick-fil-A might be coming to Henderson. Uh-huh. And she almost
crashed the car.
Swerved the car off the road.
Carlos and Dana, the morning news from 6 to 9 a.m. on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Before we went to break, we talked a little bit about hyperglycemia, the incidence of diabetes in this pre-diabetes state, and if you've had a comprehensive metabolic panel done and you told yourself that you were normal when you went to that doctor or that healthcare provider. Dr. Robert Sieg broke down a little bit about some statistics from Kaiser and how if your blood sugar on that comprehensive metabolic panel is greater than 84, you need to take action now and really make some changes in your lifestyle and take a look. I challenge you to log the amount of sugar that you eat per day in just one 24-hour period. How much sugar on a Saturday have you consumed? Even this morning for breakfast, what did you put in that smoothie or what was your breakfast choice for the morning? And Dr. Robert Sieg, it's great to have you on. You know a lot of knowledge about blood sugar and hyperglycemia and really a lot of the supplements. And I want to talk a little bit about artificial sweeteners. I said it right here. I tell everybody to stay away from it. We talk about high fructose corn syrup and really food label reading and taking a look at how they've put high fructose corn syrup or hidden these artificial sweeteners in everything now. And some of the side effects and the health effects that they have. So if you see a product out there and it says reduce calorie, sugar-free diet, my rule is stay away.
You know, that's right. I mean, I don't know if anyone has caught the news, but just recently Pepsi has announced that they are removing the artificial sweetener aspartame from their Diet Pepsi products. Now, what they said was well, we looked at some European studies and they show that it really didn't cause things like bladder cancer or other problems, but they were removing it because of consumer worries. Well, the problem is they're going to replace it with sucralose. So it's another type of artificial sweetener. And, you know, the issue is going to be what are we going to find as being the safest options? Because even though something is not directly sugar and may not elevate the body's blood sugar, okay, we know that. Some of these artificial sweeteners still give your body the signal to where it elevates insulin. And this condition of hyperinsulinemia, your insulin level is just too high, that drives inflammation. So we've talked about anti-aging medicine. And one of the ways the body ages is that it basically burns up. Inflammation causes rampant and chronic damage throughout the body. So I don't want someone's insulin to be chronically elevated. So even if the blood sugar is in check, we don't want to elevate the insulin because that hyperinsulinemia is what leads to a lot of the chronic problems that diabetics have.
And we talked a little bit before we went to break about choosing your breakfast choice and choosing that protein supplement. And I want to bring up that both of us use, you know, medical grade supplements that do not have this in it. And you go pull your protein powder out of the cabinet this morning and take a look what the sweetener is in it. A lot of people are going to be shocked to see that these artificial sweeteners are hidden in everything. And it's got a lot of health effects. You know, people that come in with migraines, I go right down and ask them, what are you eating? What'd you eat today? And a lot of people don't know some of the food choices that they've made have that in there. And it's been known to stimulate and cause headaches, cause migraines. Even some of the sleeping problems have been researched and shown to be caused from these artificial sweeteners. Depression is known out there.
Yeah, you know, there's actually a researcher, his name is Russell Blaylock, and he published a book called The Taste That Kills, and it's all about the excitotoxins that hit our brain. And we've heard of things like glutamate, like from monosodium glutamate, the MSG, and that's very excitotoxic to the brain. But many of these artificial sweeteners, and he reviews them in his book, have that same property. They're hyper-exciting the brain, and once you start to wreck the brain, it's like a top-down effect for the rest of the body. You have other downstream effects that we're not fully aware of, because the truth is these artificial sweeteners are not studied at great depth before they're introduced to the market.
Yes, that is true. And it's scary out there because in other countries and other parts of the world, most of these artificial sweeteners are not even allowed in. And a lot of the processed stuff that we're being exposed to here isn't even allowed in Europe or these other countries. So we've been really trying to bring awareness to people about even the high fructose corn syrup. So read the food label. I'm going to tell you it's a second ingredient in Coke, because we picked on Coke a little bit, not to pick on the product, but to really bring awareness to people and some of the things that, because high fructose corn syrup is cheap, right? If you put regular sugar in it, there's Coke out there that has the regular sugar in it. It's way more expensive. You're not going to find it for $3.99 for a 12-pack. You're going to find it for $20 a 12-pack.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be drinking these soft drinks. But, you know, you're right. I mean, it's just it's different here in the United States than many other countries because we just have commercial agriculture. I do think the consumer is waking up. So if anything on this show, if the consumer wakes up, I mean, look what's happening. Pepsi removing aspartame. Chipotle saying no more GMO ingredients. You got Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Okay, ice cream, if you're going to have an indulgence, a small amount. But they're even, they have their Food Fight Fudge Brownie now that's basically saying we are a company that supports GMO labeling. And if you look at it, 90% of all GMO foods are consumed in the United States. So it's just the power of big agriculture in our marketing. If we have a consumer movement, say, we want to be healthier, maybe we can find safer alternatives to sugar and corn syrup for sweetener. The corn syrup, by the way, one of the greatest things that carries mercury into the body. A lot of the U.S. corn syrup is made with mercury, but we subsidize the farmers and we grow so much corn because it's easy. That's why it gets cheap. Well, now we have to do something with it. That's why it's everywhere.
So speaking of corn, Robert, I'm going to kind of put you in the spot because you're the expert. I saw this social media release about the, some of them scary statistics out there that a lot of the corn product, we're not Whole Foods put out even on social media that they're having difficulty finding corn products that are non-GMO because of all the cross-pollination and what's been going on in that industry itself. So to the listener that's out there trying to be healthy and looking at the food labels, it's really difficult to know what is non-GMO and what is a good product to stick to, and what's your big tips?
You know, the problem is if you have an organic non-GMO farm and you are within 8 miles of a regular commercial farm, you are at risk for cross-pollination. You're at risk for downstream spraying of the pesticides. So my greatest tip is just consumer awareness, the March Against Monsanto movement, and make no mistake, this is a large company with billions and billions of dollars. They have guns for hire as far as scientists to just say all of this stuff is safe. But if you look at where GMO'd foods and where the pesticides are used, did you know the United States uses 90% of all pesticides used in the world are used in the United States? So we don't grow 90% of the foods. What that means is these other countries have people and they have agriculture. They're able to feed those people without the pesticides. But the consumer pays the price for that because somebody has to pay for that at the farm, the factory farm, which means that cost has to be passed on to the consumer. So it's the triumph of big industry. And I really think the emergence of organic farming and the consumer preference is what's going to be able to drive the change.
And people think that they're doing the right thing and they're eating healthy and they're making them choices. And some of these things that we've brought up may actually be causing weight gain, maybe actually causing your blood pressure to go up, your cholesterol to go up. And that's the scary thing, because you think you're eating reduced calorie, lower sugar, or a diet product. But what they're hiding in there is actually causing a lot of health effects. And there's been some good research out there. Actually, these artificial sweeteners can increase your appetite. Then you put on 5 or 10 pounds. Now you got high blood sugar. Now you got high blood pressure. Now you got high cholesterol, and you're on 3 or 4 medications. And really the purpose was just to bring awareness so that people were aware of some of the things out there that are hidden. And you may be making that choice to cut sugar, but we don't want you to turn to them artificial sweeteners. And really to just eat everything in moderation and be aware of the nutrients and log the sugar you eat for the day. And you're going to be amazed at, you know, the average American, it's 22 teaspoons. when it should be 5 to 6 in all the foods, including the fruits that you eat. Mm-hmm. Now, these long-term effects of running a little bit of high blood sugar, maybe that over 94, or you've heard that hemoglobin A1C of 5.6 or 5.7, has inflammation in the body. And you really are passionate about inflammation in the body and really measuring that and the effects it can cause on blood pressure and raising your blood pressure 5 or 10 points. Add that up over 5 or 6 years, you're going to be on 2 or 3 blood pressure pills, or your blood pressure is going to be uncontrolled. Even nerve endings, and you start to feel, oh, I think my feet are a little bit numb, or that's the normal process of aging. No, it's not.
And the blood vessels get damaged from that high sugar load. You know, we've talked about that before, and I'm sure it'll be reviewed again, how the high sugar load in the body damages the nerves, but it also damages the blood vessels. And the so think about your blood vessels that might be getting scarred, or they get hardened, okay? You lose that flexibility in the big blood vessels, and you know, that's a very bad thing. But where the blood vessels are very, very small, that's where disease happens first in the diabetic. So where the blood vessels are small, and especially, say, distant from the heart, the source that's pumping. So think about blood vessels that are small, like in the eyes. And you see the diabetics will set on with the changes in their vision, their diabetic retinopathy. Think about the very tiny blood vessels in the kidneys. Well, your kidneys are responsible for clearing out and filtering out your blood and all the toxins. What about your toes? That most distant spot in the body away from the heart. And you think about, well, what if we have nerve damage and bad blood flow in the foot, and then all of a sudden you hit your foot on something. Now you're, what if you are a full-blown diabetic? Well, you may not feel it because you have that nerve damage, right? You might get a scar. Well, since you don't have the blood supply to deliver the immune cells there for repair, that's when we end up with these chronic problems with the diabetic foot ulcers, and it's a real issue.
And you get put on the medications, and they have some nasty side effects. But we're going to have Dr. Ward Wagner on after the break, and we're going to talk about a new treatment for people if you are suffering from neuropathy or chronic pain that's going to be offered right at my office. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Are you living with pain but concerned about the side effects of drugs? I was until I started taking 1 hour pain relief. And here's Lisa, a brave Marine who was seriously injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, and knee pain. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief. Now I'm pain-free without the dangerous side effects.
1 hour pain relief is an all-natural extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
It's safe and effective without the chemicals found in drugs, and your all-day relief starts in less than 1 hour.
Get a free 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1062 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. If you suffer from pain but worry about side effects, call 800-300-1062. Stop living with pain. Call 800-300-1062. Or visit onehourpainrelief.com.
I created a scientific invention, painted a masterpiece, and sailed on a pirate ship. Then I met a kid with shoes that light up.
At the new Discovery Children's Museum, that's just an average day. Find them downtown next to the Smith Center. Learn more at discoverykidslv.org.
Be a royal at Discovery Children's Royalty Fundraiser, Sunday, May 3rd at Mandarin Oriental. For ticket information, visit discoverykidslv.org. That's discoverykidslv.org.
Monday after night shift on NBC, training against terror.
You can actually deflect and disarm the knife.
Learning how to fight back.
Palm up, and I can come up and break.
The Valley School turning these students into the ultimate survivor.
Take the knife away.
And why the people taking these lessons may eventually save your life. It all starts with top stories from Jim Snyder and Jessica Moore, and your weather authority forecast from Kevin Janison. Plus, terrorism training, Monday at 11 on News 3.
Tuesday after The Voice, Undateable goes where no sitcom has gone before.
Right on the set.
Live in a one-hour episode. Will everything go according to plan?
We're live.
when a cast this hilarious performs live.
I don't.
Anything can happen.
God, dude.
Undateable Live, a 1-hour comedy event, followed by a thrilling all new episode of Chicago Fire, Tuesday after The Voice on NBC.
We're the stronger than we look type.
I've had type 1 diabetes since I was 2.
The braver than you think type.
I have to take insulin shots every single day.
The type that sees the odds and says they're meant to be overcome.
The research JDRF is funding, it's life-changing.
We're the plan for a cure type.
When I grow up, I hope type 1 diabetes will be something I used to have.
The closer than you think type.
Things like the artificial pancreas, they aren't ideas. They're happening right now.
The type that will stop at nothing.
No more blood sugar tests.
Absolutely nothing.
No more insulin shots.
Until type 1 becomes type none.
Support JDRF, the world's largest funder of type 1 diabetes research. So one day you can say, I helped turn type 1 into type none. Join us now at JDRF.org and spread the word. Hashtag type none.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXMT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the side effects of hyperglycemia and diabetes, and I have the expert on the line with us today, Dr. Ward Wagner, who is offering a treatment right here in Las Vegas that can help patients that are suffering from many of the side effects from diabetes like neuropathy. Welcome to the show, Dr. Wagner.
Hi. Glad to be here.
So, Dr. Wagner, we just launched the Calamera machine in our office this week. It's the only machine right here in Las Vegas, and we're letting our listeners know we're going to have a little special today. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what this machine does and how it can offer patients that are suffering from pain and chronic pain an other alternative other than all the side effects of pain medications and gabapentin and many of these other drugs that have a lot of side effects out there. Can you tell us a little bit about this machine?
You bet. The Calmer MC5A is an Italian-based machine. It's been FDA approved for about 5 years. And it's tremendous because it's non-invasive. It's non-surgical. You know, we get people off of those drugs that you just mentioned. And we can actually completely eliminate neuropathic pain coming from diabetes. It's really incredible. This machine, what it does is it rewrites neurosignatures. When somebody has diabetes, their blood sugar issues, you know, that syrupy blood that's coursing through their veins is destructive to nerve tissues because they don't get the oxygen that they're supposed to. And so nerves start to have, problems. They start to actually die somewhat. But they actually, you know, these people get tingling and burning and, you know, the whole spectrum of what we call paresthesia in their extremities. And what this machine does is it reprograms the brain to send a no-pain signal to those same nerves. And it's quite miraculous.
It is. And I got to meet a few of your patients this week that have been doing treatment, and it's like life-saving to hear their story about how they've suffered from pain their whole life, can't feel their feet when it touches the floor, and all the other health effects and side effects that they've had trying to go through other treatment. Before we went to the break, we talked about some of the side effects of these medications with diabetes and the bad things that it can cause, and that's why I wanted you to come on the show this morning to talk to people about the other alternatives that are out there that don't include pain medication, that don't have these side effects. Now, this is an FDA-approved treatment. Does it have any side effects?
None whatsoever.
There you go.
Yeah, there's really no contraindications for this. if someone has a pacemaker, we, you know, because this is electrotherapy, we would not do it over the area where the pacemaker is. However, if it's legs and feet that we're dealing with, that's completely safe. And what's amazing, too, is, you know, speaking of those drugs, you know, so many people are on neurostatins like gabapentin and Lyrica, and those drugs are really debilitating. When somebody is taking high doses of those, you know, more than like 3,000 milligrams a day, they're having tremendous short-term memory loss and, you know, forgetfulness. They have a hard time remembering small, mundane tasks. So even though it may take some of the edge off of their original symptoms, it's frustrating to them and to their loved ones, you know, people they live with, because they just really can't function. You know, they're non-functioning if they're in a lot of pain, but they're also non-functioning if they're forgetful and unable to take care of themselves. So it's been our goal to get everybody off of those two medications.
And this is why it's so great to work with somebody that's on the same page as our practice and getting off the medications that can cause a lot of them side effects. Let's talk a little bit about the treatment. So it's FDA approved. It's safe. A patient comes in. They have their initial consultation. They meet with you. They get set up on the treatment. And then the treatment varies. So it lasts for 2 weeks. They come in every single day and have this treatment done, correct?
Yeah, typically anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks is our average being 3 weeks of daily treatments. 5 days a week. And what we're doing is we are hooking up the little electrodes to their body, and we're running low voltage current of varying frequency. It's a non-algorithmic pattern. And what that means is that it's not something your brain can kind of read into and override. And so essentially the brain starts thinking that the area where their pain originally was is normal because of these electrical impulses that scramble the signals being sent, so to speak. It's quite comfortable. You know, we always turn the electricity up to the patient tolerance. So they'll feel a tingle, they'll feel some sensation where the electrodes are placed, but we place them away from where they have pain. We place them in a position where it distracts their pain or scrambles the signals from their original pain.
Now, I seen patients walk out of the office yesterday, and they were pain-free when they walked out. Is this common after the first treatment, and how long does that last for?
You know, good questions. It is very common. In fact, that is what we expect to see with one single treatment. We expect to see their pain significantly reduced during treatment, at least during treatment. Sometimes, and in fact, probably 80% of the time, they feel relief for a short time afterwards. It may be a half hour, it may be a couple of hours. But the proof is, does it reduce at all? And if it does, then that's a really good sign that they're a candidate for this. So that's why we do our $99 special, where people come in and for $99 they can have the initial consultation and examination at your office, and then we do the treatment for free. And that's what we want to look for, is how they respond.
And if listeners want to sign up for that treatment, what number do they need to call today?
Well, we can do it two ways, but we have Laura, who's our expert, who can take their calls at area code 702-877-7777. That's 877-7777. Or just call your office directly.
At 702-731-1200. And we can get you booked for them treatments. And it's amazing to see people that have suffered from pain their whole life and then get up and walk out of the office. It's almost unbelievable to them when they walk in, and then when they come in the next day, they're so amazed and in shock. It's almost a shock to them, patients that have been in that long-term pain when they come in. There's one thing, too, Dr. Wagner. I want people to realize that this is not – I heard this yesterday with a patient. They said that they've done some other treatments, maybe like a TENS unit or them kinds of things that they've been put on when they've gone to therapy or, you know, chronic pain management. This treatment is not similar to a TENS unit and does not give you the same effects as a TENS unit.
Not even close. TENS units, electrical muscle stim, those treatments have been around for decades. They do not do anything near what the CalMER treatment does. The pattern is completely different. Frequencies are completely different. This is a patented therapy that it's just completely different. And it's confusing because even when I saw the machine for the first time, I was very, very skeptical. It took me about 6 months to start to understand that this was real and it was different.
Yes, and Dr. Wegner, I want to thank you for coming on the show with me this morning. We're going to have you back on the show next week. So if you missed any of this portion of the show, please tune in next Saturday at 10 a.m. Dr. Ward Wagner is going to be back on. We're going to have some patient testimonials next week to talk about this new management that's going to be right here in Las Vegas. It's over at my office. You can call his office today at 702-877-7777. Talk to Laura. I've met her myself. She's fantastic in answering all your questions. The special to get the treatment done, it includes a consultation with Dr. Wagner and your first treatment for free. It's $99. So call that number today at 702-877-7777. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. We're going to be back with Dr. Robert Seek after the break, and we're going to continue to talk about hyperglycemia and some of the side effects that this may cause in your own health and play a little Vitality trivia.
Fox 5 wants you to win an Apple Watch. Just watch Fox 5 News at 5 weekdays with John Huck and Christine Medella. And when it's time, be the 55th caller and you could qualify. It's Fox 5's Apple Watch giveaway weekdays on Fox 5 News at 5.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Dollar Loan Center guarantees to beat the rate of any payday lender. You can even apply and get fully funded online at DontBeBroke.com. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 in minutes with no hidden fees and no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value with no credit check at all. At Dollar Loan Center, you only pay for the time you have the loan out, and we lend more, way more than the rest. With more than 25 area locations, or apply and get funded online at DontBeBroke.com. Signature loans up to $2,500 or auto title loans up to $10,000. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Loans are subject to approval. Come on out to Dollar Loan Center Night on May 4th at the Thomas & Mack Center at 7:30 p.m. to watch your Las Vegas Outlaws take on L.A. Kiss in the Arena Football Rock and Roll Rivalry.
This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702 731 1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We just spoke with Dr. Ward Wagner, who's offering a great special. If you're suffering from any type of neuropathy or chronic pain, I encourage you to give his office a call because I've seen some amazing results with this new treatment. And we're the only ones right here in Las Vegas that's offering this treatment. Otherwise, you got to drive to Utah or Northern California, I believe. So if you're suffering from some of them, please give us our office a call. We'll answer any questions that you have. And I'm back with Dr. Robert Seek, and we're going to play a little fun. He started to panic on break. I told him about Vitality Trivia last night, but he didn't know what it was about. So if you guys remember last week, we talked a little bit. We played a little game. We had Simon on. We talked a little bit about some hidden sugars. And you're the expert. Don't get nervous. You're the expert in sugar.
Okay, let's find out.
Let's find out. So, Robert, what do you think has more? Don't cheat either. Somebody asked me last week if I was cheating when they asked me about the Wayne Gretzky, but they didn't know I was a hockey fan. I wasn't too much up to date on the baseball one. I missed it, but so we all failed. So in a teaspoon of sugar, there's 4.2 grams of sugar. How many grams of sugar do you think are in an average soft drink? Is it more or less than a donut?
I think it's more than a donut.
It is more than a donut. If you eat a traditional, so look at that. You got it. See? What are you nervous about? So if you're eating a traditional glazed donut, it's about 11 grams of sugar that's in that plain. Now, we didn't say the cream filled or the apple crunch.
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Because in an apple crumb donut, I didn't even know there was such a thing. At Dunkin' Donuts, there's 29 grams of sugar. So 7 teaspoons of sugar in just the donut. Now what'd you put in your morning coffee? A lot of sugar for the day, right? Because remember, before we went to break, we said that the average female should be 5 to 6 teaspoons of sugar a day maximum from all the fruits, the veggies, and the nutrients that you consume. And a man should be 7 to 9. Men, you always get more. It's not fair. So we got to pick on Mark a little bit.
No.
Mark likes blueberry muffins.
Whatever.
And
the one-time thing. Now I love them.
No, you have it all over my Facebook about muffins.
It's one picture of a muffin.
So, in a blueberry muffin, Mark, there is more or less sugar than... Let's see. Let's make it good. I got to make it good. I got to make it hard. I got to make it...
Yeah, this is radio. Come on.
I know. Let's see. Robert, help me. No, just kidding you. In your Frappuccino. Because Mark was drinking a Starbucks Frappuccino and...
What size?
A blueberry muffin.
The tall. Oh, that's...
And Mark gets it every week from me at my office, too.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have a blueberry muffin today. He doesn't have a Frappuccino today, so making life
more?
Changes.
What has more? The blueberry muffin or the Frappuccino? Mark.
I would think it was the Frappuccino.
Actually, it's your blueberry muffin at 49 grams or 12 teaspoons of sugar. Yikes.
That's why I had it once, and there's only one picture.
Thank God. We made changes. We made changes. But we've kind of added a little bit of fun, Robert, to the show because there's a lot of hidden sugars in a lot of things that people don't realize. There's sugar even in that Philadelphia sushi roll.
There is. And, you know, it's just back to, you know, our sources of food and what we want. And you know what? I think before we close the show, let's talk, make a couple points about some sweeteners that, as far as we know so far, are safe. Yeah, I drink coffee in the morning. I think the stevia so far is probably the best of the natural sugar alternatives. There is a product here. I think it's actually made by a Las Vegas-based naturopath called Just Like Sugar. I've tried that. I think that's very good. And another friend of mine who's a physician, I think you know Dr. Rutledge, he is about to introduce a product. We're going to carry this at the pharmacies, the two Partel pharmacies, called Sweetie High. And it's a mixture of Lohan and inulin, and it has a little bit of a nutty type flavor to it, which is perfect for coffee. But
Sweetie High.
Yes,
not out yet, but we will let you know right here on the show when it is out. Mm-hmm.
And certain physicians are going to want to stock it in their offices too, because I know you do a lot with metabolic medicine, and other practitioners who do. I've mentioned this to them, and they said, you know what, we'd actually like to keep some of that here in the office. So we'll definitely do that. But did you know? So I grew up on a beef farm, and it was the old standard grass-fed cows. Commercial farms for many different animals, they feed their animals lots and lots of sugar prior to slaughter. It fattens them up quickly, and it makes the meat taste better. Hidden sugars we were talking about.
Oh, great, Robert. We've been talking about meats and how they say all natural on the package. Mm-hmm. And then the other myth about beef was if it's all grass-fed, we've been talking about how at the end that week or two before to fatten them up, they're actually feeding them grains. So
you got to get grass-fed, grass-finished.
Correct.
Right.
And
Alpine Ranch is the company that delivers to Las Vegas once every month or two.
And every month.
Yep.
I use them, actually.
Yep, I use them, too.
Excellent.
So here you go. Here's another one. Most commercial hamburgers that are packaged, they have dehydrated molasses, which is a form of corn syrup. They put that in the burgers so they don't lose so much volume when they cook. Another hidden sugar in food.
So you don't have a mini burger, you have a super-sized burger.
Right.
Yikes, it's scary, and this is why we're bringing this to you today, just some of the hidden sugars out there and some of the food products.
Yeah. I mean, you have this whole document in your office for patients. I know they're going to ask about it because we don't want to give people the sense of hopelessness. It's just awareness. You know, let's promote the fact that the consumer wants GMO labeling. Let's actually read the food labels to look for the total number of sugars. Let's be aware that you're right. You've set the limits for the number of grams of sugar per day that should be the maximum for people. And then don't let people get away with looking at a fasting blood sugar that they have on a metabolic panel thinking, well, I'm 99. That's okay. I'm good, right? I'm below 100. No, you have to take action. And action means to get the high sugar and high glycemic foods out of the diet, like the starches and the cereals, and to get low glycemic foods in, lots of green leafy vegetables and quality sources of protein. Starting out the morning with a protein shake. Now we're on the hopeful side now. Do I have coffee with a sweetener? Yeah, I used maybe a stevia-based sweetener or the Sweetie High. I just happened to have some. And, you know, can you do things with nutrients to control your blood sugar? Yeah, you know, some of the key basic things like magnesium and chromium, you need those two things to control your blood sugar. But guess what two nutrients are rapidly depleted by, say, thiazide diuretics? Those same two.
Exactly. So and kind of a big one, too, when we do our nutrient tests is even alpha-lipoic acid. Any patient that has hyperglycemia, they're getting them supplements from me when they leave my office.
Absolutely.
And I know a lot of people think, well, they're expensive. But there's a lot of consumer misconception out there. We're not telling you to go buy alpha-lipoic acid over the counter. You need to stop into the pharmacy or stop into my office, pick this up, because it's not the supplements that you're going to buy at the local drugstore or these bulk stores where your alpha-lipoic acid is going to be gone in your system after 20 minutes of taking it.
Right. And you saw the news articles on some of the discount nutrition stores where there was no potency in their products.
About that here.
And you know, that's an issue. You know, here's the thing. Yes, paying cash for what you need is probably 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid a day in a special form. You know, that might be more expensive than what your copay might be, even if you have to have surgery to remove the diabetic foot or a toe. Your insurance may cover that. Might not cover the nutrients that you need or the high-quality foods that you need to prevent that from happening, but I'd like to keep my foot.
Absolutely. And Dr. Robert Seek, we're going to have you back next week. We're actually going to be talking about DermaRoller. We're also going to have Dr. Wagner back next week. We're going to be talking further into some of these treatments that may be an option if high blood sugars caught you and you got a little bit of neuropathy. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center. Call my office at 702-731-1200 with any questions or visit my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.